Well, they were very stubborn. They simply insisted that there were two paths. And I said, well, that, and they were quoting Bhagavad Gita. I said, well, that may be so, but of the two paths, your path is the most difficult. And you have called this conference to spread Bhagavad Gita, so why are you spreading the most difficult path of Bhagavad Gita? Why not spread the most easiest?
What did they reply to that?
At that point, Mr. Bajaj interrupted and said that we shouldn't
discuss
Bhagavad Gita. But just how to promote Bhagavad Gita.
While they're busy discussing, we are busy doing it. We have not had any trouble distributing the Bhagavad Gitas. Even though we have not attended their meetings, the distribution is going on very well.
Practical application is more important than theoretical knowledge.
That also they don't have.
They Mr. Nirvana recognize that about our society, that we are applying Bhagavad Gita. He said, I see from the very early morning hours you are applying Bhagavad Gita. Because he attended the Mangal Arati.
He was very impressed. He naturally a devotee. Gujarati. He's naturally a Krishna devotee. And he can appreciate the importance of arti and deities.
That man from the that ashram, he was poisonous.
Oh.
Very poisonous. Even Mr. Bajaj wanted to conduct the proceedings in English just so that I would be able to understand because I was sitting as your representative. But that man refused.
What did he say?
Well, he just spoke in Hindi. And he said something in Hindi to Mr. Bajaj that I want to speak in Hindi, and he continued speaking in Hindi.
All artificial life form. Surface. Hindu, Indian, Hindi.
He was very envious of what was going on.
They are nothing. No one ever heard of them outside of India.
Arunda Nath preached in Hindi.
He was English, speaking in English?
Mm-hmm.
You should have said that. Why don't you follow your master? He spoke in English. That would have been a good point. He just said, we are following our spiritual method. He speaks in English. Why don't you do the same?
He wrote all the books in English. Mm-hmm.
And who can understand those books?
You remember, I brought to you, Srila Prabhupada, that book I was studying in college when I first came to you. I brought one of Aurobindo's books, Message of Gita. And you asked me to open the book and then read one page. So I read the entire page out loud to you. Then you asked me to close the book. And then you said, now repeat what you have just read. And I couldn't.
You once described our Windows writing for the Prabhupada, giving the example of your childhood friend from school. He had to take the examination. So, because he, instead of writing normally, he made up so many big words.
Mm-hmm.
And the professors thought, oh, he's very intelligent. Did you hear that? What kind of that No. You didn't follow the Sanskrit?
I didn't.
They make up a language. Arjuna has done like that.
Mm-hmm.
is writing simply so many long words that no one can understand. Therefore, we say all these very intelligent, important philosophies. Your book is so simple and nice, Srila Prabhupada, that even little children take pleasure in hearing Krishna book and find no difficulty in understanding. And the biggest scholars, they're also praising. These are your books. I found that Sriman Narayan was not so envious. But the others were too much. He's not envious. He actually appreciated it. He's very eager to come to Mayapur, Srila Prabhupada.
During the festival.
Yes, he wants to, especially he said, I want to come when all of the devotees are there. He actually... It's actually appreciating, just like that Mr. Ganatra. He also appreciates very much. Mr. Bajaj is thinking to make a tour around the world of all of our centers. Actually, what they have been trying to do for 30, 40, 50 years for the problem, you have done here in India in the last 6 or 7 years. They don't have one such temple as Krishna Balaram Mandir. You have created 100.
Prahlad Maharaj was telling his father, you can have conferences all you like, but still you can't understand Krishna.
Like to hear a 10th canon, volume 2, Srila Prabhupada, a little bit, or more of Kapila Dev. Kapila Dev will be nice. I was thinking, I'm going to write Ramaswar, that we should have in Los Angeles a Bhaktivedanta Swami library with all of your books, many volumes of each book in all the languages. Each different bookshelf will be different languages. Some part of the library will be Spanish publications, German, Dutch, Swedish, Russian, different languages of Europe, Indian languages, and then we'll also have a part of the library for archives, for at least one or two copies of every single edition of all of the books. All the previous Back to Godheads, as many as we have even from your original ones, published in India. In this way, make a Bhaktivedanta Swami library. People can come and read your books, no matter who they are, what language they speak, There should be at least one library like this. Reading rooms we can have all over the world, and we should have some library also.
We have that for all the great presidents of America. They have a library.
Hmm.
Memorial Library, where all their letters, all their papers, everything was kept. Truman has it, Kennedy has it, Johnson has it.
The microphone is there. Is that a glass? Okay. You said that we should always keep you surrounded.
We should never leave you alone. We always keep you surrounded.
So, Atreya Rishi told everyone that. So all the temples, they're going to be sending some devotees to be with you each month. I think 50, 60 devotees every month will be with you. So I was wondering if they, when they come, sometimes they're here, if they chant softly, is it all right if they are in the room? I mean, if they chant softly, then even when you feel like resting, you'll be able to rest. Because they've come, they'll be coming from 5,000-10,000 miles to see you.
Mm.
So that'll be very pleasing if they can, you know, be with you a few hours each day and chant quietly. Would that be all right?